All right, let's go right to our next guest, Tom Plum, president of Plum Funds. Tom, I'm looking at just brutal losses in the fixed income markets. I've got double-digit losses no matter where I look in the equity space. Is commodities the only place to hide out? What are you telling your clients these days?
Well, obviously the inflation issue has caused both the fixed income markets and then a lot of the revaluation and this near, if not current, bear market that we're in. For a long time, we felt that the trade-off in the return potential versus the function that fixed income should have in your portfolio of protecting it was going to be challenged because interest rates were artificially low. So we believe that you still would be better off owning some fixed income, but own variable rate, high quality bonds. The spreads between the yields on high yield or junk bonds and the treasuries have expanded over the last year, which you would expect in a difficult economic environment. So again, if you focus on things that will allow rates to move up and you have the credit quality where you feel they'll have the wherewithal to raise those rates, we think that that can still be a significant part of your fixed income portfolio. And candidly, they've just done a lot better in this environment when interest rates are moving up, when you can own something that the rates can go up with the current environment.
So, Tom, you are the lead portfolio manager for the Plum Balance Fund and the Plum Equity Fund. Talk to me about the latter. In terms of stocks right now, is there a particular strategy that you're following with incredibly high inflation, rising rates, and, you know, questionable path for growth?
Yep. I think, you know, the key thing right now, and you touched on, and I think Arthur Levitt was talking about a little bit earlier on your show, was this inflation rate and the impact and the anticipation. What we've seen so far is the anticipation of the reaction to the Fed is caused already the markets to move pretty dramatically. We think that this is not your father's inflation, if you will. This isn't the inflation of the late 70s and 1980s because, one, the dichotomy of who's being impacted by it, when we look at how much money people spent on their total income on food and energy, there's a real dichotomy and it's disproportionate of who gets impacted and which individuals, which parts of society, and even which nations get impacted by this current inflation cycle. So we think that the Fed's not going to have to do. I think the conventional wisdom is that the Fed is going to actually cause a recession to stop inflation. We think that a lot of the circumstances today are so different that they may actually pull this off with just moderating growth and not having to go to significant real interest rates to moderate the inflation path.
Tom,
I
noticed
in that environment.
Yeah, Tom, I noticed in your notes, you know, airlines, travel companies, high-end credit cards. So I guess, you know, those are some of the areas you like. So I guess you're not really looking for that recession, are you?
Well, we're looking for some real challenges on the low end of the economic cycles. But we're also seeing that there's still an incredible amount of liquidity and wealth and pent-up demand in that high-end travel market. And so, you know, companies like Booking, which, you know, we believe is should be in someone's portfolio, where they are the company that's trading at 20 times earnings and has a potential not only of recovery in the U.S., but within the next 6-9 months, we'll see recovery in travel in China, for example. And that's going to bode very well for companies like that.
By the way, Michael O'Leary, who runs Ryanair, was talking to Bloomberg today, and he said, look, in the coming recession, with the kind of inflation that we're seeing, people, especially in the middle and lower classes, are going to be looking for the cheapest ticket prices they can find. So Ryanair, I guess Spirit Airlines and JetBlue comes to mind here in the U.S., but also, you know, low cost, you know, Walmart or, you know, Costco, BJ's. Are these going to be beneficiaries?
I definitely think that people, especially in the low end, are going to be looking for bargains, and those companies that can execute, like a Walmart, should do extremely well because they are viewed as being a company that provides the best economies for what you're spending. But, you know, remember, food inflation is going to be impacting some entities much worse. It can cause a lot of social unrest around the world. I think we actually look back to the Arab Spring, and food inflation was one of the main causes of something like that.
Yep.
So, again, the people who are at the lower end of the economic spectrums are it's going to cause a lot of social issues here.
Yep.
But the high end, they're starting a cyclical recovery that could go for many, many years.
All right, Tom, great stuff. Appreciate it. Tom Plum, president of the Plum Funds.